time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Art in the eye of the beholder, right?
Sure.
Who's to say what is considered art?
Yeah.
All right, so this is setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without mistaking a broken vacuum cleaner for a $4,000 piece of art, then you're doing okay. So this all went down because there was this contemporary art exhibit, right?
Yeah.
And this person, this art collector, was, you know, viewing the pieces of art. And I guess this battered black vacuum cleaner, complete with like a tangled power cord, scuffed plastic casing, cracked dust compartment, was sitting in proximity from a collection of, like, other sculptures.
Okay, so somebody mistook an actual just broken vacuum for an art piece and wanted to buy it, I'm guessing?
That's exactly right. Offered $4,000.
Oh,
it,
wow!
It almost went through.
Oh, my gosh!
Like, the art exhibit was even like, yeah, okay, sure. Like, whoever was taking the bids was like, okay.
And why so not?
So then when they started to kind of like...
Maybe they weren't even sure if it was included in the exhibit or not.
That's what I'm saying. That when they started to investigate it, they're like, wait, hang on. There's no like ID number on this or whatever.
No, that's Bob the janitor's broken vacuum.
Right, that's exactly right.
Vacuum. He sat it right there to go get one that worked.
They initially accepted the $4,000 offer.
Gosh!
And then...
Could you imagine?
And then they had to go to the art collector and go, you know what, actually...
That's just a vacuum.
Just a vacuum.
That was just left there.
Yeah, yeah.
The cleaning crew, it's not working right. They
had to remove it from the gallery later that evening.
So do you think the potential buyer was disappointed?
He
wasn't getting cutting edge broken vacuum art?
I know, I would hope to think that art purchaser would see that. And then go, you know what? I could do that myself.
And I can be an artist. Turns out someone like me was willing to buy that
vacuum cleaner in my living area and just display it similar to that and call it art.
This reminds me of the banana duct tape to a wall art.
A little bit.
It's in
that lane. But that was purposeful.
Sure.
This was accidental.
But you could look at that and be like, is that a mistake? Did someone just...
Right.
Are we being punked?
Right.
Like, so, you don't typically look at that and be like,
this is a work of art.
This takes tremendous talent.
Like
this
I said,
genius at
art
work.
In the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
Who's to say what is and what isn't?
$4,000. They should have... Just hang on just a second.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of it? Well,
yeah.
I mean, they're probably going to Goodwill it if it's not working.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably.
Like, hey, do you want to just accept this? $4,000? I'll take two. We'll just give them
a better offer for a broken vacuum.
I don't think we are. So again, set to the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without mistaking a broken vacuum cleaner for a $4,000 piece of art, then you're doing okay.
Wow. That art buyer has eclectic taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your side of the bar story.